Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 243, Thunderbolts. The final film in Phase 5 of the MCU. I didn't know that until I read it.
Yep. But, thought we were in a new phase already, but I guess not. Fantastic Four is the new phase. The first steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first steps. That's always kind of fun when a phase ends and something else starts, because they try to have a whole new storyline and characters. Yeah. And it's kind of one of the fun parts of being able to do these 40 movies. All right, so we got May 2nd, 2025. Budget $180 million, box office $162 million. It's doing pretty good right now. I think it was like number 6 of the year. And debuted at number 2 behind Sinners or something like that, I believe.
Damn, that Sinners, man. Got some legs. Yeah. It's the third week. It's still sold out. Wild.
Yeah, and they're like, I read something, a reissue in IMAX or Sinners. I'm like, when did it stop?
Yeah.
That just came out. Act like it's the anniversary of the week it came out. Watch it again. Yeah, we got directed by Jack Schreier. I don't see anything he's really done. Robot and Frank, his first feature film, whatever that is.
Never seen that. I've only seen Beef, the Netflix show, which was really good. That's the only thing I've seen of his.
Yeah, so we got this coming off the heels of Captain America: New World Order, and I haven't seen that, but I did get the only reference to it, I believe, that's in there. Our last president turned into a red monster. Oh, that movie.
Yeah, that movie was fine. I feel the same way about that as with Black Widow, which I don't think Brave New World is as bad as people say, but it's not great. It's, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. So, we got... what the hell is her name? The main girl.
Yeah, Yelena?
Yelena. She doesn't have like a operative name, which is kind of weird. So we got Yelena.
Or Yelena? Working Yelena
working jobs for DeFontaine. Dreyfus is the character. And Black Ops under the radar type shit. And I think we start off with a cool... ceiling down fight shot, kind of going down a hallway. She's doing her Black Widow type shit, twisting and jumping on your head and then flipping you over. kind of shit.
And I love that all the whole time there's like an inner monologue about how she's like, how her work has become so mundane that she's just bored and lonely. Yeah. And she's like beating
she's
people
up. Go to work, fight again. And yeah, somebody pulls out a gun. Yes, pull out the gun. Avoid gun. Take gun. decapacitate. Nah, shoot. And yeah, go home, drink. Yeah. Do again.
And she's like saying all this to some guy who's tied up with fucking duct tape. She's you're not listening. your mind's wandering.
Yeah, and so she's sent to that place to... destroy evidence. They're trying to impeach DeFontaine. I don't know. She's like the head of the CIA right now or something. She's trying to impeach her. So they're looking for evidence, which there is a lot of, but she's having her operatives destroy it. And this one was like a science lab, right? Oh, yeah, this is the Century Project.
Yeah, Century Project.
And then that scientist comes out with a gun, and she's like... oh, no.
Here we go.
And she's just talking to him and creeping towards him. Don't do it. He tries to shoot. Yes, disarm. Yes. Scientists thinking they can never do anything.
You're going to tell me you changed the world. And he's like, no, you don't understand. Like, what do you say? It'll ruin it or something like that. And she just keeps interrupting him.
Then, she's like, your face would be perfect. She's trying to get the facial recognition gate open to destroy stuff. And then they're fighting, and I think the scientist ends up getting shot in the face
Yeah,
somehow, right?
blows his own fucking face out of
Yeah.
his ass.
And she's like, oh, there goes the face. And when she found the guinea pig in the maze,
Yeah, that was pretty cute.
like, what are you doing? You have your own problems, I know. Yes, you listen
Stuck in a
to me.
maze.
And then she blows it all up and like she's leaving and calling DeFontaine, and she's got the guinea pig in her pocket. That was pretty cool. Yeah, and she says, well, I'll do one more mission, but after that, I want something more front facing. She wants to be a hero, like her
Yeah.
sister was. She wants to be known on an Avenger or something.
Yeah, sure. Her
Something,
dad kind
something.
of talks her into that because she goes to his house and he's clearly miserable. She's
Oh, yeah.
miserable. And he kind of talks about how the happiest he'd ever been was when the fucking world worshipped him and he felt like a god. And her sister felt that he knew the same thing because she was an Avenger. And so he kind of talks her into doing something more heroic as opposed to these like shadow wop destroying
Yeah.
evidence type shit. Yeah.
And I like how he was when she came over. He's all, oh yeah, he's like, I clicked leave on porch.
Yeah,
And
he's
keeps
watching
knocking.
fucking media stuff from his own shit. Get out of my way, get
Yeah.
out of my shot.
You will have to you will have to report to your subordinates at DoorDash. I will leave complaint. And then it's Elena. Oh, Elena! Oh, yes, just a moment! And he's cleaning up and throwing shit everywhere. And then he goes and brushes his teeth with like dish soap. He's like, ah!
So good.
That's pretty good.
She's like, "What did she say? Do you feel fulfilled?" And he's like, "Oh yes, very full, very filled." So good.
Yeah.
David Harbour, man, David fucking Harbour.
You said you were fulfilled. Yeah, look at me. Of course not. I'm
Yeah.
miserable.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like the job I've been doing. I think I'm not going to take the next one. He's like, give me her number. I'll take it. Look at me. So good.
I will thank you for it. I will call her. Yeah. And then she finds out he has the limo business and he's doing some other things. Yeah. And then they kind of reconnect and we see that she's kind of mad at him. They haven't talked in like a year for some reason.
Yeah.
And she's been having to deal with the death of her sister alone. And then I think Guardian is like, I didn't know how to do it either. I didn't. I'm sorry and whatnot. She gets a call from DeFontaine about the job and she explains she wants to do normal hero stuff. She's like, oh, you want to be a hero? Okay. If you do this one, and I will have something media center for you after that. And there's a vault at this place deep in a mountain, and it needs to be destroyed. And, or no, someone's going there to steal something, is what she tells her.
Yeah.
Her mission is to watch them, follow them, see exactly what they are trying to steal, and then kill them. And you go there and it's Ghost, right? It's
Yeah, ghost.
phasing through. I don't remember her much. I wish she was in Ant-Man, one of them or
Yeah, Ant-Man
something.
and the Wasp. Yeah, she was the villain.
Okay. She's phasing through the door, and then she follows her in there, and I think that's when Taskmaster starts fighting Ghost.
It's a Walker. The first person she encounters,
So,
because
oh,
Walker
okay.
starts open firing on her, and then her and Walker started getting at it, and then. Ghost gets introduced into it. Taskman. Everyone just kind of shows
Yeah.
up during this fight between Walker and Yelena.
Yeah, and Walker's like, you're not my target. And she's like, what? And then so Yelena was sent to kill Ghost. Ghost was sent to kill Taskmaster. New Captain America or whatever you want to Walker was sent to kill
Yelena,
I
yeah.
yeah. Something. And then they're all tricked. They're all sent by DeFontaine to kill each other, apparently. And then yeah, Taskmaster, who is on the poster here, gets shot in the head within
Yeah,
5 minutes.
it's like nothing. It's
Yeah, and
like,
they just end it. And I
damn.
was like, oh, okay. She's like on all the posters. And I
Yeah.
thought that was a kind of cool character. I probably would have rather have had that than the Ghost character the whole movie. I was like Taskmaster, and well, she's like a photographic memory. It can learn fighting styles and how to defeat you by just a little sample of fighting you, and then you have to change because she knows everything you know. And yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool character.
Nope. Shot in the She has
And then like
one line of dialogue, and that's it. That's it.
Elaine is kind of sad about it too. She's like,
Oh.
"Oh no!" Like, "Oh, do you know her? Well, she was the villain in the last movie I was in." Yes. Yeah, so she's gone, and they kind of figure out that something's not right. They might have been, pitted against each other. Yeah, and then they're talking about it. And then we see Bob kind of just pops out. He gets out of like a crate that holds a body, so we know something's weird. That he's like part of the evidence that shouldn't be there, and he just pops in. Who the hell are you? And I like Walker's interactions with who the hell are you, Bob? Bob, who is that? I'm Bob. Who's that? It's Bob. Quit saying Bob, you idiot. All
So good.
right, Bob. And so now they want to find a way out of there. They realize that it's going to be incinerated because for some reason an incinerator has a timer. So,
Yeah, you got 2 minutes.
yeah,
Figure
visible timer
it
thrown up on the clock, Saw style. You have 2 minutes before the incinerator goes.
out.
Free yourselves or burn. The choice is yours. There is a key hidden somewhere in the room.
Destroys the
The
sound
key is,
barrier.
yeah. The key is made of wax. It will melt soon. Find it.
Oh my
We got to
God.
reverse the refrigeration to freeze the room to keep the key wax. Yeah,
Oh my
it was
God.
ridiculous. And then I like a Walker keeps talking shit about Bob because he's trying to give input, and finally, what does Bob say? He's like, I don't remember. Starts talking shit to him. He's like, "You're a jerk. What'd you just say to me?"
Yeah. Oh, he was like he starts laughing. He's like, "Is something funny about all this?" And he's like, "Well, you're supposed to be Captain America, right?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, you're an asshole." And starts laughing.
You're a total
You're a total
asshole.
asshole.
And he just walks up on him. I think he chokes him and puts him against the wall. And Yelena has to stop him. And then she's like, "Listen, we're gonna get out of here. We're gonna have to fight a lot of people. Just stay behind me." Well, I can't fight. And she's like, "Hence, staying behind me. And we're not gonna start any more fights with super soldiers that will kill you. We're just gonna." And he's like, "I'm sorry. That guy has been a jerk to me since this started." She's like, "I know. He's the worst. Trust me. I know." He is terrible.
I like Walker. He is an asshole, but there's something about him. He's a lot of fun. Yes, I think he is.
Yeah, I don't know. You hate him as a character, but he's something that's, very watchable.
Yeah, totally.
And it's like we're having him just be in movies. Like he murdered someone in the middle of the streets as Captain America. It's just, and he's not in prison, so we're okay.
I think they even call him out in that scene too, because there's like some bickering that happens when the fight kind of dies down, and he's like, "Didn't you like execute somebody in the middle of the street?" And he's like, "Well, they weren't innocent," or he kind of like throws it away. He's like, "Innocence debatable," or something like that.
I love all the jabs he gets. And like, okay, junior varsity Captain America, what are you gonna do? So yeah, they try to get Ghost to get him out, and she can't phase through the wall because they got the sound barrier walls, and they destroy that by opening a panel and hitting it with a shield. And anyways, she gets out. And they're thinking that she's just left. The incinerators are about to go, and yeah, the door opens, and they have to run, and blows up behind them, kind of knocks them down on the ground, and that's when I think Elena's fingers touch Bob's fingers when they're both laying there, and then we see that something's up. I still don't even know, like, what this is like he can touch you and see your past. So what? Where's that come from? You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like a power they would have given him. So what, he had it before? Or, and I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, they never really explained that. It's like he, and this gets to the end of the movie, but it's like he can reach people's most traumatic moments, or what they perceive as to be their most traumatic moments. And apparently that was hers, which is she, when she was a young girl during the Red Room training stuff, she lures a friend out into the woods, and someone comes out and executes that little girl. So we kind of figure out that that's Yelena, the one of Yelena's, traumatic events that she can't really deal with.
Yeah, which is strange. Like, why would they need to kill this little girl? And then why wouldn't she do it herself to prove that, she's hard and a super spy? But just a guy comes out, yeah, bam.
You did it.
Good job. Who was that? Well, I have no idea.
And then what was Walker's? Walker's was, oh, him with his kid. Him not paying attention to his kid, yeah.
Yeah.
His broken
Yeah,
marriage.
and yeah, everyone knows he's got a family, and I think he talks about it earlier in the beginning. He's a family man. I know what I'm doing. I got a kid and a wife, and then through them trying to escape and him getting touched, we see that he does not have his kid and his wife anymore. Like they left him or something. Which is sad, and we didn't have any resolution on that. That didn't get better. So,
And nothing from Ghost. I was a little bummed about that. It's like everyone in the Thunderbolts crew, I feel like, has an emotional arc, more or less, or at least you know where they are
yeah.
emotionally throughout the movie and what their traumas are. But Ghost, fuck her, right? I guess we don't really talk
Yeah, but
about her.
well, he couldn't touch her because she has that, her body's remember, because they're like, wow, what is that? Something.
She's like phasing through, like she's
No, it's
moving.
like your ass is hard. And she's like, it's not my ass, it's my suit. And it's like, sorry that my body is always trying to completely disintegrate, and we had to design a suit to keep the molecules inside that I can never take off. And yeah, so
I
I
guess
guess
that's
that makes
fair.
sense. You can't really touch her. But yeah, what a kind of a whack power. I can phase through things. I've never done it for longer than a minute. It's like that's your limit is a
That
minute.
sucks.
Yeah, and we get out. And dun 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 dun. Oh yeah, and at this point we see Bucky. I think he's had some discussions with DeFontaine, and he's saying he's gonna, get to the bottom of this and know she's doing some shady shit, and he's looking for evidence too. And yeah, he finds out something about the mountains or something, or
Yeah,
right?
because it's like the government, because he's a government official now, so it's like he has, I don't know who the hell he's talking to, but someone in higher up, he's telling Winter Soldier that they're gonna try and nail her through policy or whatever. And Bucky was like, well, I'm gonna try a different angle. I'm gonna try and infiltrate her assistant. And so he basically contacts DeFontaine's assistant and tries to work her and gives her a card and says, like, call me if you want to be a good guy, basically. And she does call him eventually and says, some shit's going down in the desert with some vault, and you can track my phone, so track my phone.
Yeah.
And then there's another scene where you kind of get exposition in a limo, an unmarked limo, and then DeFontaine and the assistant gets out, and you cut to, and it's Red Guardian sitting there in the driver's seat with a little
And he's
cap. So
like,
he knows where the stuff's going on in the desert, so that comes into
yeah.
play later.
It's kind of strange that now that like Marvel movies, like the bad guy is that director of the CIA. It's like it's not an outside existential threat in a lot of these anymore. It's just like a small, usually US-based official is the villain. This is just kind of strange. We used to have aliens and shit. You know what I mean? Now it's just red tape is what we're fighting. But yeah, they get out, and they're, oh yeah, they had to fight to get out, and they got this whole crew ready at the door to keep sending waves of people in to fight, and they finally escape with their uniforms of the soldiers there to get them. and Ghost meets back up with them with the trucks. Says get in. They try to leave, and they won't let them. Like, identify yourself. Like a who was it that says no? Oh yeah,
It's Walker, yeah.
it's what? No.
No.
What do you mean no, soldier? Yeah, then Bob, you get the feeling like he wants to die. Like he said it earlier, like, I'll stay behind. I need to be gone anyways. And it's like
Yeah.
some weird shit. And then he gets out the truck and has a gun and he's just shooting, hey, over here! And creates a distraction and they just pump him full of lead. And then he's like, we gotta leave. And Elena's like, no. It's like, that's why he did this. And then, yeah, they leave. And then we see Bob stand back up with no bullet holes, just a ripped shirt. And then he starts levitating. And then he shoots into the air like a rocket. And I don't know what they thought was going on from the dialogue. It seems like what'd they do to him? They shot him into the air like a damn cruise missile. Like they thought like that just happened to him and he wasn't flying. But that was pretty funny. And then he blew up and fell back down.
Like a fucking missile.
Yeah, and then they're hiding in the desert, trying to get away. I don't remember why they don't have the truck anymore or what happened.
Because of the impact, it like blew the truck off the road because there's like a huge impact
Oh
that,
yeah. Flipped it over, so now they're like on foot. And then Yelena sees something, they all drop to the ground. And then we look at what is that? We see the red limo in the distance just honking its horn. Who is that? And she's like, no one.
Oh God, oh God,
She's like, oh my God, Dad. Yelena. And they come, don't go in
It's a
the vault. And he
trap.
runs out. And they're going to incinerate you in the vault. I overheard in the limo, I managed to get her as a ride. I thought, networking. I didn't, I can do something with this. And then I heard her over talking of the plan of the incinerations, and I had to warn you. So I drove here nonstop across America. It's like he was way late. Oh, yeah. That was great. And then some trucks start chasing him, and that's funny. He's like, Walker's like, you need to step on it. We got company. And so he puts the pedal to the metal, and we see the speedometer is like 54, and
53,
it's
yeah,
yeah.
54.
It's like, is this all it's got? It takes a minute to give it
Don't worry, it's bulletproof. It starts like
time.
pushing buttons and
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was great when the genuine pony came on in the back with lights and then the fog machine. She's
the
like, who are you giving rides to?
machine.
Yeah, and then bullets start coming through and he's like, I thought you said it was bulletproof. Bulletproof-ish. Bulletproof-ish. And Walker's having to like sit in the back window with his
Yeah,
shield
just hold
blocking
his shield
bullets,
up.
and yeah, it's pretty cool. Ghost for a second tries to get out on the trunk, and she's gonna phase over to the truck, but they have one of those sound things on the trucks, like, and it's like three or four trucks chasing him. And then yeah, they're shooting at it, and then all of a sudden the front truck kind of flips over and blows up, and they're like, yes, and they don't know how it happened. And then we see Bucky is riding up on his motorcycle throwing, I don't know, fucking weird claymore seismic charges on the trucks. And I like they're shooting at Bucky with the 50 cal on top, and he just swerves on his motorcycle to avoid a 50 cal that's right there. Just, you can't serpentine like this, can you? Can't hit what can't be seen. I was like, that's the most ridiculous thing. Like, yeah, I think I could figure out which way you're going and shoot in front of you if I
At the
want
very
to.
least, like have him put one arm up, just something. I don't.
Yeah.
It had a couple ding, ding, dings. But what I appreciate about that sequence is the T2. I don't know if you got some T2 vibes, but he's got the glasses. I think at one point he like rides up next to him, and someone sticks a shotgun out to shoot him, and he grabs it and flips it, just like a
Yeah.
Terminator. I was like, ooh, we got some T2 shit going down. Not as good or as memorable, but I like the call out nonetheless.
Yeah, then we get the winch thing holding it with his arm. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then phew, truck flips, and yeah, and they're like, yes, is, oh yeah, then he's like, the Winter Soldier, yes. And then he like blows up their car. Wait,
Yeah,
no.
he like the mine hits the back, and I think Walker's like, "Oh shit!" And then it flips him.
Yeah, then he's got them all like handcuffed, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm taking you in, you're gonna testify at the hearing, and they're all telling him this crazy story, and he's like, no, you don't understand. We got bigger fish to fry. We are at this lab, and DeFontaine and Bob, and he's like, Bob, and who's Bob? And he's like, Bob, and they keep saying Bob again, and yeah, who? I don't remember. Oh yeah, he got a call from the assistant, right? She
Yeah,
finally
Melissa.
had a
Yeah.
change of heart because of all the shit at the vault, and she's telling the story over the phone, and he's like, a lab. Yes, and they're all like, Bob. Yeah, I told you,
All of them unanimously say Bob.
Bob.
It was so good.
Yeah. And so he's starting to believe him now. And he's gonna, what are they doing? They're teaming up and they're gonna try and stop her. I don't think they know that Bob is a threat yet.
Yeah.
I think that they're just trying to apprehend her.
Yeah, well, I love that scene too, and they're all tied up because I think almost every scene that Red Guardian is in, once he comes to the desert, is all about having a team. He's like, "I see what's all inside you. You're a perfect team," and everyone, and they're all rejecting it.
Yeah.
And then they get to the part where they're tying up, and then he keeps pushing it. You guys are a team. And then I think Bucky, after this phone call, I think Bucky is like starting to one by one kind of unhook them, and they start to complain, and Red Guard is like, "Shh," and he's like waiting for the moment where he wants to get them together, and he finally says it, and he's like, "Yes!" He's like, "Now we're a team." I just love how enthusiastic he is about having a team.
Yeah, I think earlier in the limo or something, she mentions her old Little League baseball team being the
Oh yeah.
Thunderbolts. And then I think Ghost later is in that scene when they're kind of getting on handcuffs, like, so the Thunderbolts is what we're doing, huh? And he's like, Yelena, you named the team after your childhood baseball. This is amazing.
Sponsored by, Benson's Light and Electric, and he's like, "No, it was sponsored by, Frank's Tires or whatever." He's like,
Yeah,
"No."
no, it was Benson Electric. Frank could never afford that. Please.
So good.
Oh yeah, and I love all the stories. Like, they didn't win a single game, but there was a girl who pooped in the field. It
Oh my God. So good.
crazy. Yeah, and then they go to Avengers Tower, which is now, I don't know, occupied by DeFontaine or the CIA or something, and they're kind of rebuilding it. And then, like, they're driving there, like, well, what's the plan for getting in? And I don't remember who says it, like, plan. And then they goes to the truck, just
Yes.
ramming through, and they're like beating the shit out of everybody. And then DeFontaine comes on the loudspeaker, and is like, Jesus Christ, you guys! I just put in, literally just put in that drywall. The door was unlocked. I'm waiting for you. Just come up. And then they're like, oh, really? And then, like, punch one more guy and get in the
Yeah, get an
elevator.
elevator.
And they go up to her suite. And then they're all talking, like, we're going to take you in and whatnot. She's like, well, I don't think that plan's gonna work. I think Bucky, is it Bucky or somebody, tries to grab her and they can't. At first you think there's like one of those sound things around her or something,
Yeah.
but we realize it's Bob doing it. And she's kind of, we got a couple little scenes of her teaching Bob how to use his powers. And Bob is a terrible sentry because he was just like wandering Malaysia and on meth and decided to do this trial that was supposed to better your life. And the assistant was like, he was never meant to be the sentry. He was a test experiment.
Yeah.
And so the fact that it worked on him is not good. And he has all these emotional issues. He has a void inside him, which is a
Yeah.
scary, dark place that he travels to. And yeah, it's very strange. so very different origin story for the Sentry, which I'm pretty sure in the comics is just a Superman character. He's just from another planet, so he has like superpowers when he's here and stuff like that. But then we get to see Sentry in his full like suit and his hair's blonde. They're like, Bob. And he's like, hello. That's pretty awesome. Did you dye your hair? I did. And I wasn't sure about it, but I think I like it. Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna stop you guys, and she explains he's more powerful than all the Avengers put together and whatnot, and he just starts whooping their asses, throwing them around. This is pretty cool when he throws like Red Guardian out the window and then like
Yeah,
force
brings
pulls
him
him
back.
back in, and he bends Captain America's shield in half, and he
Yeah,
bent
so
my
many
shit like
fucking
a
cool moments. So many cool
taco.
moments. It happens really fast. It's a very short scene, but man, there's so many fucking cool ass moments in that whole thing. It's good shit.
Yeah, and they're just like, I think Walker's like punching him, and it's kind of like Batman versus Superman, where it's just his face isn't moving and it's getting punched, and he goes to stab him, and I think the knife like shatters itself on him. Yeah, pretty cool. And then I don't remember how they escaped that room. They just left. They just left in the elevator, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think some of them were kind of by the elevator. He just fucked them all up to the side, and then Bucky is kind of the last stand. He takes his coat off and he's showing off his arm, and he charges him and starts throwing punches, and nothing is fazing him. I think Sentry rips his arm off and punches him back and tosses his arm at him, and then they kind of just get up and gather, and they're like, "Fuck this," and they just run out, get down the elevator, and get out of there.
Yeah, because he kind of stops, and then DeFontaine's like, "What are you doing? Kill them." And he's like, "I am all powerful, and you said I was a god." She's like, "I think you're taking that part a little too seriously. You are not a god. You said I was more powerful than all the Avengers, including a god, which would make me a god. And why would I take orders from you?" And then, yeah, he starts choking her and sees her trauma. What was hers? I don't remember.
It's I don't know if like her dad must have done something shady, or maybe didn't on the sounds like they were hiding or something. And she was not supposed to tell anybody who they were, what they were doing, is the implication I got. And she's like, I'm sorry, I told them, Dad. And he's like, don't worry. And then somebody just shows up and kills her dad right in front of her. That was basically all we get.
Yeah. And yeah, he's choking her, and she has the kill switch, which is, I don't know, it's supposed to kill him. And she drops it though. But then the assistant comes in and presses it. And it yeah, he just drops to the ground, I
Yeah,
believe.
drops immediately. Yeah. And
And
she's basically
then
like, talk to the secretary, get so and so to come and clean this
yeah.
up. And everything fucking fell apart. And get a camera crew in the morning. We'll tidy all this up. So I think the whole idea was that like she was trying to pin Thunderbolts as like these villains, and that Sentry was going to kill them as like a celebratory, like, see what the Sentry did. He's the hero we need. Because they keep harping on the fact that the Avengers are gone. There's no one to save everybody anymore. There's no group, so the whole idea is Sentry would fill that void. But yeah, it doesn't go
Yeah.
very well.
A man-made superhero. They're man-made, like, they almost say Superman
Yeah.
in it. Like, they hint at it. He would be our super,
Person.
person. Yeah.
Super guy.
And then they get the call. He's like, "There was no body in the suite." And she's like, "What?" And then I think they see him floating, and he's all black
Yeah.
and just creepy void now. He's got like a light glint in his eyes, so you can just see where his eyes are at, and the rest of him is just dark shadows. And he starts popping people. That was pretty cool visuals, kind of like a Thanos type,
Yeah.
but just turning him into smoke smears. Just poof,
Yeah.
poof. That was pretty cool. And he's thinking he's killing everybody. Like, ooh, he's killing a lot of people. I guess he wasn't, but
No.
still not good. Still not good. He was just sending them to their worst fear
Yeah,
ever.
they're
Their
traumatic
worst.
rooms. I don't
And Guardian saves a little girl. That was pretty cool. And then she immediately gets puffed.
know.
And that was and he's like, "No."
Yeah.
That was brutal. And then Yelena, I don't know, realizes all this shit's going down, and I don't know if she knew at the time, but I think she was really just kind of sick of it, and like her life sucks, and she was just like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna fucking just go into this blackness, and maybe I die. I don't know what happens." And yeah, she gets poofed, and we get Guardian yelling. That was an emotional moment, and that was pretty sad.
Even their conversation together was a tearjerker when she, I think it was after the Sentry fight when they're all kind of in shambles out. And I love that Elaine is like calling everybody out. I think she even looks at Walker and she's like, oh, and she's about to say something to Walker and he's like, oh, is it my turn now? And she's like, no, you already know you're a piece of shit and so does your family. And all he says is, Jesus. I thought that was fucking hilarious. Jesus, man. But yeah, there's that emotional scene where her and her dad are talking on the street where she's like, Daddy, I'm alone. And then like it's like, oh, and like she goes on the whole thing and he like comforts her and it's like, man, pretty good scene.
Yep. And then yeah, she goes into it, and then she's in her void room, I guess. And it's literally a room. It's like in a forest for her, but you can go to the edge and there's walls and shit, like a room. And then she's just reliving it, and she tries to like alter it, right? I
Yeah, she gets
think.
in front of the little girl. Yeah.
Yeah, and then like I think the other little girl's like, "You can't alter this," and like shoots her, and then it starts over, and she breaks out of it somehow or something, like shatters the wall, and then I don't remember where she
Oh, it's
went
I
to.
think there's three of them. There's the forest, and then she jumps into a scene where these little girls are reloading their gun, they're like being
Oh,
timed.
yeah.
And
And it's her
she
getting
wins
the
the first
fastest
one.
time, and everyone else gets their hands whipped.
Whipped, yeah.
And then she
And
moves on from that.
then the last one that she goes to is herself, like in a
Oh,
drunken
yeah,
thing in
drinking
the
in the
bathroom,
bathroom or
yeah,
something.
passed out.
And then she, I don't know. All of a sudden, she just knows what's going on. Oh, these are all the rooms. Everyone's room is like this and connected. I can get to his room, and then I don't know. Gets to him, and like he's in an attic. And she's like, "We gotta get out of here. What are you doing?" He's like, "No, I'm fine. I feel safe here. I'm fine. It's okay. At least my room's okay. It's not too bad." And
This
then they
is the
hear some
least
shit,
worst room.
and then they look down through the floorboards, and it's his family having dinner, and his dad beating his mom, and he's trying to intervene, and the mom's like, "No, Bob, why do you always get in the middle? You always make it worse." And then, because now they're both getting beat worse, and yeah, so that's his stuff. And yeah, she talks him into leaving, and that he can be a hero or a force for good, and just basic Marvel stuff.
Yeah, it's basically like you're not alone. It's okay. Like we have each other kind of thing. And then in the middle of that, the Thunderbolts come in, which I'm kind of bummed we didn't get to see their introduction to them. They kind of just show up in that attic. It would have been fun to kind of see what they go through. But yeah, they just show up in the attic and then they convince them to like, okay, this is the least, bad room. Show us the worst one. And so they, as a team, as like, beating up the bullies kind of thing, they go to each kind of bad room of Bob's. And I'm trying to remember what they were. One of them was the chicken. When he's like, I was all, he's like, oh, if your chicken self hits me one more time, and then he gets hit. And he's like, I was on meth. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
There's a couple other. Oh, I think they beat up like his dad or something.
Yeah, the sign's spinning chicken. And then,
Oh, and then they
do they
find
get.
themselves at the science room at the end. That's the last room they go to in Bob's.
Are they out of it
No, they the
when
last
he fights
room.
himself? They're in it when he fights himself.
Yeah, the
Okay,
last room
yeah.
that he shows them is that the room where he gets injected, which is the same room that opens the film with Yelena destroying evidence. It's the same room.
Yeah, that just reminded me of the pretty funny scene. He's like, between Guardian and Winter Soldier. She's like, "So which super serum did you get?" He's like, "I don't know, the regular Hydra one. He's
Yeah.
like, whoa, fancy Hydra. No, I just had the Russian knockoff. It's still good.
Yeah.
Still good.
So awesome.
Yeah. And then Bob has to fight the Sentry Void. So it's the black thing, and it's Bob, and I think he's in his like shitty hospital scrubs again, kind of
Yeah,
Bob,
I
right?
believe
When
so,
they
yeah.
first met him. Yeah. And he's fighting him, just punching him and stuff, and then finally gets the advantage, and like he's on top of him and just wailing on him. But then they notice that the blackness is starting to seep up, like through, because he's on his knees, through his like legs and absorbing
Yeah.
his torso. And they're like, no, this is what the Void wanted the whole time.
Yeah, stop. Bob,
Because if
stop.
he, yeah, if he beats the hell out of him, I guess that he is the Void, so there is no other version.
Yeah.
And so it would just be that. And yeah, they try to stop him, and he's wailing away on him, and Yelena goes and embraces him, kind of hugs him from behind, and just says, like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Don't do this. You're not alone.
And then they all
And
come in,
he's,
and it's like one big group hug, yeah.
yeah. And then the one big group hug, and like, I think like Bucky's holding his arm from punching, and then yeah, the blackness slowly leaves him, I think. And then, well, they get poofed back to the real world, and then the blackness starts to go away. And I think Walker's like, man, what the hell was that? And he's like, what?
Yeah. What just
What do you
happened?
mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean what? I'm a little fuzzy on it. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's like, what
Yeah. Guardian's like,
the
are
hell?
you serious? So yeah, I don't remember. Sorry.
He's like, sorry, sometimes I'm gonna come in and
Yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, then they go to finally apprehend Fontaine, and she's in front of like a makeshift wall
Yeah, like a
that,
tarp fence thing. Yeah.
it almost appears like the city kind of quarantined off where this is happening type of
Yeah.
thing. And then they're gonna get her, and she's like quickly ducks through the like tarp wall, and they kind of quickly follow. And then we turns out it's a press conference, and so she's using this to hide what she's done and to give them what they want and make them heroes. And she's like, and the new Avengers, everybody. And they're all okay. And then I think Yelena says, all right, but we fucking own you now. And
Yeah.
yeah, and then that's kind of
I got
how we
even Bob's
end.
like applauding, like standing away,
Yeah,
like
and they're all looking at him like, what are you doing? You're up here too. Yeah. So yeah, and that was that. And that was kind of a new, that was kind of a surprise that
Yeah.
it ends it, and then it says the new Avengers instead of Thunderbolts. And because we've heard rumblings that there's going to be a new Avengers type movie, but all the rumblings were way different than this. Like, it was supposed to be like, I don't remember who, but a lot of the side characters, and none of these characters. So that was kind of a surprise, and it kind of leaves you like, wait, are they really going to be the new Avengers? Are we just teasing? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I mean, they put up the graphic,
Yeah.
so.
It's happening. We'll see.
And then what was our mid credits?
Grocery store, the
Oh yeah, that
cereal.
was pretty good.
Yeah.
He's like, you're having trouble deciding on cereal, huh? She's like, yeah, there's so many of them. Yes, here, this one, Wheaties, 100% whole grain fibers, vitamins, good for children's, good for adults. Yes, you pick this. And he hands her the box, and he goes and he has his face next to the box, and he's like, hands it to her. And she's like walking away weirdly, and he's like, it's me on the box. It's me. And I like how she sets it down on the aisle when she goes around the corner. That was pretty good.
was really good.
And then we move on to the post credits, which is apparently the longest post credit scene in Marvel history.
Yeah, it's weird. It
And
didn't seem that long, but
yeah, they're hanging out, and we find out that, they're bickering about like, why, what the hell's or Falcon. I don't know if he's still
Sam,
Falcon, but
yeah, they just
anyways,
call him Sam. Yeah,
Sam. I'm
Sam.
talking about Sam.
Yeah.
And like, why is he starting his own Avengers? He's like, I don't know. Like, Bucky's like, I tried to talk to him. He wasn't really having it. It's like, well, if they're the Avengers and we're the new Avengers, I think people are going to get confused about
Yeah.
who's who. And they have cool like Avengers suits now with the A's and stuff. Those are
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
cool.
I was like, oh, Sam even, did you know Sam even copyright the
Yeah.
Avengers, and then fucking Garden comes out. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, and he's got like a racing suit with
Yeah.
like Tide and sponsors, and he said, I came up with the idea, Avengers with a Z, no copyright. All
So
right,
good.
we're fine. I have one suit for everyone here. And then oh yeah, then there's a distress signal that they keep getting from space, and then they triangulated. It's a interdimensional ship, and it's got a distress signal. And they're talking to Sentry. He's like, "Well, it's like, well, we can't fly." And they're like, "Well, it's, Bob can." And he's like, "No, I can't do the Sentry, or else the other guy will come out." And then it's like, "And what are we gonna do anyways? Ride Bob?"
Yeah, what do you expect him to do? Arrive,
And
Bob?
then he's
Yes.
like, "Yes, imagine the Red Guardian
Through
riding
the
the
clouds.
Sentry." Yeah, so Bob is around. I don't know if that's gonna come up. I'm sure he's gonna have to become Sentry to help some crazy crisis in Doomsday or something. They'll need that extra power, and yeah,
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll come up later. But yeah, the interdimensional ship, and then they go to, I don't know, the screen, and it's you see a ship flying through space, and then it zooms in, and we see the Fantastic Four on it. So, because we know the Fantastic Four First Steps is like a different dimension. It's like, it's very 50s and 60s. It's not our world. It's not the world with the Avengers and all
Yeah.
this stuff. And so this is saying that, oh no, it will be. So somehow they're coming over here, and something's happening. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And a post-credit scene that sets up the next Marvel movie. God, that was so fucking refreshing. I don't know how you feel, but it just feels like a lot of these post-credit scenes aren't really setting anything up. Like the Shang-Chi one, couldn't even tell you what that was about. There's one with like Charlize Theron. Okay, like at least this one's like, here's the next movie. Here's a setup for the next movie, which is what they used to do.
Yeah,
It was kind of
they
refreshing.
become pretty throwaway lately.
Yeah, totally.
So that is cool, because our next movie is Fantastic Four, and I can't wait for that. That looks good. Looks like such a weird tone and just different.
Yeah.
So that should be fun and refreshing. And it'll be very interesting how they are gonna connect this world and that world. So yeah, that's it. Pleasantly surprised. I thought the trailers for this all made it look like a fun little kind of return to Marvel fun romp, and I was not disappointed. It had lots of laughs, lots of heart. The fighting was pretty good, grounded Daredevil type stuff, and just punching and flips and guns. And
Yeah.
hey, I love that. It's like, well, none of us have any powers.
Yeah, we
Like,
just
no.
fight or
So we
punch
all
and
just
shoot.
shoot stuff. Like, I don't think that's a very good superhero
Yeah.
team. Yeah, so I enjoyed it. 7.73.
Damn. Well, I guess no surprise here. I am much higher. I came into this movie with like expectations were at like a four. I didn't care. The trailers didn't really do much for me. I was like, all right, another one of these fucking Marvel things. I just haven't been enthusiastic about this franchise in a while. And yeah, this movie knocked me on my ass, hit me like a ton of bricks. I was not expecting it to be so emotionally impactful. I wasn't expecting to have a bunch of emotions come out that I haven't felt in a while. And I just loved all these characters. I love being with these guys for 2 hours. It was very fun. It's funny. It's good action, but not too much. I think Marvel sometimes can get a little lost in like the CG big bombastic shit that kind of becomes boring after a while. This felt a little more grounded and sparse, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, that ending just hit me like a ton of bricks, on a personal level. It's like you and I both lost a friend. last couple of years through depression. And I think just in the wake of that, there's a lot of like internal stuff of like, should have reached out, wish I could have been there. And it's like the fact that this movie's climax is the main character running towards somebody and just hugging them. Yeah, it hit me pretty hard. But not even just the emotional stuff, it's like, good action. Like it was cool to see action that was on location. I guess I was watching a little clip of the director, and he's like, yeah, well, out in the desert, they were really driving that car down a road. There's no green screen on the windows, like, so even just a return to that, because I think also Marvel's kind of gotten too caught up in the, what's that, the volume, where everything kind of looks artificial and fake. So it's kind of refreshing to see real streets again, and just real environments, real practical effects. And yeah, I mean, just this had everything for me. It was emotional, characters I cared about, good action. This is one of my favorite Marvel movies. I watched it twice. I would happily watch it again. To me, this is one of the best. I know some people may think it's a whatever, didn't quite do it for them, and that's cool. But for me, it hit me pretty hard. To me, this is a 9.4. This is one of my favorite. One of my favorite
Jeez.
Marvel movies, and I was so happy and delighted. I was like, man, that Marvel magic was back, and it makes me hyped to see Fantastic Four. I hope Fantastic Four is also very good. It looks very good. It does kind of give me some Rise of the Silver Surfer moments. Like I think there's even a straight up scene from Rise of will Surfer Surfer come
Yeah,
down,
there's a Silver Surfer in
and
it, yeah.
the flame, what's his name, the fucking Johnny flies out into space. There's even that. So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, looking forward to that. But yeah, loved it. Loved the hell out of this one.
Wow, I was not expecting that. 9.4, that's really high. I liked it. Apparently not that much. I think Fantastic Four will be even better, but you've just set your bar so high. I don't know. Can it beat a 9.4? I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
I think it could beat a 7.3 though, so I'm giving myself room. I'm playing the long game
It's yeah, it's got
here.
some big shoes to fill. Yeah, I don't know. It's a Marvel movie that I just was invested in, character-wise and emotionally-wise, where I just don't think that happens most of the time with these movies.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Go check it out. 7.3, 9.4. And yeah, I don't think you need to do much homework for this one. I know sometimes that puts people off of Marvel because they lost track and haven't watched the 40 movies. But I think you can watch this without watching anything, really. But if you really want to be in the thick of it, probably just that Captain America or Winter Soldier Falcon show and Black Widow would be the only two that you'd really needed if you wanted to do that.
It's a pretty self-contained movie where even I came in. I was telling you before we started rolling that I hadn't seen Black Widow yet. I'd seen Falcon and the Winter Soldier show, but I hadn't seen Black Widow, and even I was still able to find enjoyment out of being introduced to Yelena and Red Guardian for the first time. So I think it's still enjoyable if you haven't seen those, but it does help if you go in watching Black Widow and Winter Soldier Falcon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you guys go check it out. It's pretty awesome. A nice return to grounded character-based storytelling for Marvel, which is awesome. And it gives us hope as we step into phase six to we're really gonna start hitting some wacky stuff with fucking Fantastic Four and Doomsday and all the so it's gonna get weird. I hope it's good. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how they're going to do that Doomsday cat,
So many
34
fucking
people
people show
cast.
up. Jesus
And
Christ.
it's like Robert Downey, but he's not Iron Man? No. What? Okay, we'll see how
Gonna be
this goes.
weird. Gonna be
Yeah, it's going
weird.
to be strange. Yeah, and fucking Marston, we got Cyclops, we got all, man, it's going to be wild. Yeah, so go check it out. It's awesome in theaters. Support Marvel, when they do well, we need to let them know that that's what we like, right? So then they look at the box offices of what worked and what didn't, and said, hey, you know what? These kind of more grounded, not so crazy ones seem to really hit with people. So let's do more of those.
Yeah.
As always, we're here on YouTube. Come like and subscribe. Check us out also on Spotify and Apple Music if that's how you do your podcast. We don't care where you do it, as long as you come do it. We enjoy having you. We couldn't do it without you. And until the next Vs, it's a big peace.
Peace.